they get along.
When Teo and I first started working together, he was very, very difficult, and you could tell him I saw him. He was so difficult.
I think Teo would probably say the same about him.
Teo's one of those, I mean, he comes from, like, he's been doing it for so long.
I was just going to say, it's...
And mind you, like, people forget that he was the very first Amera. Before Stefano. If it were not for Teo Hegmas, I would not have a job today. And Joe Mascola. But yes, I mean, had they not been so freaking amazing, the Demers would not have been what they were, and I wouldn't be here today. I love Teo. He's amazing, and he's inspiring. Just like you know, like we're amazing. He's amazing.
So you're like this fun little family dynamic with Cade,
yeah.
Andre.
And I love that. And I love their relationship. I love what the relationship between Andre and Abigail had become. And I love the relationship that Chad and Andre has grown. Like their brother. I mean, you know the way we are behind the camera. No, but like you know the way we are behind the camera. Like we literally put all of that on screen. Like during scenes. Like one of my favorite moments ever was when he was doing the bachelor party. And don't ever tell him I said this, but he was so amazing.
I think you did tell him.
He was so amazing during that scene. Like, I just remember, like, and I tried my best to, like, mess with everybody. Like, there was a moment where he goes, we're going to watch some home movies. And I remember looking at Kyler Pettis, and I was like, movies? And I just stared at Kyler because I was trying to make a break. And Teo just comes, like, he was so goofy. He was brilliant.
So
like,
good.
He played it so good.
All of y'all.
I forgot what the question was. I just got on a tangent. Yeah. Don't tell my son.
Yeah.
Lauren, are you kidding me? Like,
I know.
Like,
where do you think the shirt is from?
Kate, she's developed Kate into like such a fashionable, like, amazing character. It's Lauren. Lauren's like a fierce ass bitch.
Yeah, she is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that girl, like, that one's fierce. And, and I love her. She's great. I always call her Mama Offset. I'm like, hey, Mom. You know, because I'm still convinced that Kate is Chad's mom.
Yeah. Well, and she's so protective of Chad, like a mom, and then Andre's kind of protective of her Abby. So it's like,
Andre, I think, the moment when he gave Chad the pocket watch, I legitimately teared up. There's a couple moments with Andre and Teo that was special. Like, there's one where I hugged him. Shut up! Teo, stop walking on my frame. There's a moment. You remember the moment? The moment where, like, remember that scene where I ended up hugging you and you were like, caught me off guard. The scene where I thanked you and I hugged you at the end of the scene that I walked off.
Yeah.
And he's like, that actually really surprised me because the characters had never hugged or just shown really love, but he, I was like, it was such an amazing moment that he gave me because like just so brilliant. But then also the moment when he
loved this
when you gave me the pocket watch.
Yeah.
I like legitimately got sad. Like it was such a special moment because he was like he choked up. You can't choke up doing it because like of our relationship. Like it was almost like he was really giving me. By the way, I'm not wearing the pocket watch. Give it to me.
Yeah.
No, he gave it to me, but he was so good. It was almost like he was embarrassed to give his brother something, like how he played.
To be that vulnerable.
Because I knew that was the end of that outfit. I couldn't use it again. Why would you give that away?
Why would you wear that shirt next to me?
Yeah.
We're talking about the bachelor party.
It was amazing. Like it was almost he played it so amazingly as if it was like he was embarrassed to be vulnerable with his brother, and he gave me that pocket watch, and I remember like looking at him, and I actually did like choke up, and I was like, thank you, and it really was his pocket watch.
And I won it.
No, but they're brilliant. They're amazing.
So good.
And his relationship with her was amazing.
And do you like being a Demira now?
Yeah, kind of part of that. So, yeah, I like as Abby kind of being the like I don't know from the do good family of the show, the horse. Yes. You know, getting to associate with the darker side of things. It's fun for me. So
that's it. Was Abby going a little bit more darker?
Yeah, I think she's taking on some of the. I mean, just like and not dark in a bad way, but just like really. I think it's a strength. It translates into a strength, like and having opinions about things and not being afraid to do. Make big choices to make them happen, you know, make things happen. So it's good, it's super fun.
Do you guys have any other projects going on? Anything you want to talk about or promote or anything?
You had a film
outside of days.
You just had a film that premiered.
It was like a festival kind of premiere called DOA, Dead on Arrival, which was a remake of a 1950s film. Our acting coach on set, Marie O'Brien, her father played the part that I played originally in 1950. It was like his critical acclaim. I didn't nearly do him justice, but that being said,
she said otherwise.
She was in the film as well, and that was really cool. She's an amazing woman. And then I wrote a film that's being produced right now. I wrote it with a guy named Tyson Sullivan and Rose Ganguza, who did Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, and Kill Your Darlings. They're producing it, and we're looking to shoot it probably in April of this coming out. And it's, yeah. You're just being amazing, always.
How's it working with the little baby on your awesome. Kid on the show?
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, it's a kid. It doesn't plan what it's going to do, you know? So it really requires you to kind of be in the moment and listen and actually try to figure out what it means to be a parent. I'm not a person that grew up around kids necessarily, so it's like opened up a whole different like set of, I don't know, habits and manners.
Wait, they're girls, right?
They're girls. Yeah, they're twin girls that play Tom. Yeah,
they're being, I wonder, like, they're going to have to age then, or, like, they're going to have to get a boy eventually.
Yeah, they're going to have to be kids. It's actually funny to me that they, like, made that choice and a lot of Ruby for that reason, like...
You know what the original reason was?
Of course, it's just it's a baby.
Well, no, but when they first started, they had blue eyes. That's why they were picked. It was, like, the girls that they could find with blue eyes, with bright blue eyes.
Because they wanted the baby, like,
it
was yours.
And they just happened to be girls, and they had dark hair and blue eyes, so that was why they really. And but we haven't seen them in a while.
Then we have seen them next week.
Do we? But I hope they're them.
One day they'll come back and he'll be like eight, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're gonna show up and our kid's gonna be 15.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.